You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
A lot of times, so first let's step up. Okay, let's step back just a tad bit, all right? So the topic of today's live is, what do you do if you feel like the market is saturated with the thing that you are trying to promote and you're trying to market, but the market, it's everywhere, right? And so you have to understand that this is yet another excuse. It's another excuse, okay? And I assure you that there will be someone that comes into your marketplace despite its saturation and goes and kills it and just crushes it, dominates it, just destroys it. And I want to get you to think about things a little bit differently. You know what you should be worried about, honestly? Unless you are just alpha dog, just total, just unstoppable juggernaut, you should wish against something that is a brand new category of business. So I don't know how many of you saw the movie Founder with Ray Kroc, but you know, Ray Kroc was the guy that, you know, negotiated getting the McDonald's corporation away from the brothers and built McDonald's, you know, as we know it today, does billions and billions of dollars and lots of burgers and fries, etc. But if you recall, if you watch the movie, Ray Kroc was a business-to-business seller of milkshake machines. Now back then, people didn't know that they wanted to ever be able to make more than one milkshake, right? So he had a tough job. So if you're in a, hey Ray, I just got involved in the wax wig market. Nobody knows about it. I'm gonna be out there and I'm gonna be selling wax wigs. Okay, I don't even know, maybe that is a thing, I don't know, right? That's what you should worry about. You should worry about being in a marketplace that nobody knows about, because that takes a much different set of skills, much different set. So an established marketplace like health and wellness, like skincare, like travel, like, you know, things, I'm sure I'm leaving some out, weight loss, right? Very established. I'm going to give you a little clue. There's a reason why there's so many companies doing that particular thing. There's a reason why there's so many health and wellness companies, why there's so many skincare companies, why there's so many essential oil companies, why there's so many weight loss companies. Because there's money. There's money there. You should be worried about a marketplace where it's just desert, right? Just tumbleweeds. Man, I can't believe no one's caught on to the inflatable light bulb, right? No one's pushing inflatable light bulbs. Man, the market's wide open. That's what you should be worried about. You should be worried when no one is doing your thing. You know, they say that pioneers end up with arrows in their back. You should be worried. If you're the very first to do something, you should actually be a little concerned and be like, well, how come no one else has figured this out, huh? We're the first? I don't know. You should actually be concerned. And so you should see that the reason there's a lot of shoe companies is there's a lot of money there. The reason there's a lot of makeup companies, a lot of money there. The reason there's a lot of protein shakes, there's a lot of money there, okay? And I'm gonna give you some different ways to look at it. So you should hope against being the very first. Very the first. Because you think that, oh, I'm gonna capture market share. You might. After 20 years, how long does it take things to take off? And let me give you another example. So one of the most saturated marketplaces on the planet for the last 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, at least 30 years. You gotta give me 30 years. Cars. Do you know that Tesla now sells more cars than Ford? That's crazy. Do you understand that? That's crazy. Couldn't Elon Musk have said, oh man, it's saturated, bro. So saturated. Psh, it's saturated, man. You know, there's lots of cars out there. They've been doing it for a really long time. They now sell more cars than Ford. Now, Chevy still got them beat. They sell more cars than Ford. They came out in what, 2013, into a very crowded marketplace, dominated by only a few select brands, dominating. Here comes this, you know, crazy entrepreneur. He said, man, I guess they're making money over in cars. Let me wander over there. And now is beating out some of the biggest brands on the planet. See, that's someone that doesn't use saturation as an excuse. And so don't be worried if there's a billion companies doing your different things. So look at, you know, my start, all right? So when I first started coming on as a network marketing trainer, providing education online, was I the first? Was I the first guy? Wow, you know what? If we provide network marketing training using the internet, that could take off. I wasn't the first. I wasn't the first. You had people like Ann Sieg, Mike Dillard, Mark Hoverson, Jonathan Budd. You had the, you know, My Lead System Pro, Carbon Copy Pro, Wealth Masters. You had Magnetic Sponsoring. You had 52 different, you know, people out there and all kinds of different trainers and stuff like that. And much bigger trainers, right? There were much bigger trainers when I got my start. And so I certainly could have looked at it and said, ah, there's, who am I to compete, right? There's so many people already doing it. But I didn't. I wasn't the first. I just decided to go at it a little bit differently. And that's exactly what you need to do. Go at it a little bit differently. Now, the truth is, your more market and the people that you run into and you decide to prospect cold market, yeah, they've heard of all the health and wellness companies. Yeah, they've seen skincare ads. But there's no one reaching out to them personally and talking to them and giving them stories, and they're real, they can reach out and actually touch. No one's actually giving them a personal invite saying, hey, come check this stuff out. Hey, you know, come do a sample. Come check this stuff out. And so no one is treating them in the manner. Do you think Dove, you know, gonna help mentor people that buy their soap? Is I don't know, Maybelline, are they gonna help mentor people, help them show them how to make money too, right? No, you are, right? And I'll tell you, you know, if you give me a product off the shelf and you give me that, a similar product, but it's got maybe organic ingredients or it's got a little bit better, you know, story or whatever, I'll pay more if I'm buying from a friend or if I know the person that's intimately involved with that thing. I'll pay more for this thing. And there's a lot of people out there that are willing to do that. There's a lot of people out there that they're not low price leaders because they know that, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, yeah, you can go and you can get a steak at Denny's. True story. Maybe it's $7, $8. Or you can go to Fleming's, you can go to Capital Grill, you can get a steak too. Much better, much more delicious. I enjoy it much more, right? And so people are willing to spend a little bit more for quality. And they're also willing to spend a little bit more to support people that they trust, they believe in, they you know, look up to, they're connected with in some way, shape, or form. And so be different. And it's something that reminds me of a quote from Sally Hogshead. She says, different is better than better. Different is better than better. And so how do you show up differently representing that, you know, that particular product that may have 500,000 different competitors? Again, there's a reason there's 500,000 competitors, because there's money there, because people want it, because it's solving a problem. It's when there's no competitors, you should be worried. And I'm telling you, the I'm in a competition-free company, unless you're really alpha, unless you're really hard charging and you're willing to spend time educating people on why they should do this thing or buy this thing that they've never heard of, then unless you're really a really good salesperson, then you probably shouldn't go that route. You should probably look at what are tried and true marketplaces, what are tried and true categories of business that is already has, you know, flush with money, flush with companies, and it's smarter for you to go into that space and try to gobble up little pieces of that humongous existing space than it is you try to go and reinvent the wheel. Because remember, pioneers end up with arrows in their back. And so don't be worried. If there's a million companies out there that you feel are similar to yours, don't be worried about that. Bring yourself. You know what those other companies don't have? You. They don't have you. They don't have your support. They don't have your mentorship. They don't have your guidance. They don't have you there to help somebody when they have questions. They don't have you there that's going to high-five them at the next company event. They don't have you. And so you have to look at, how am I different? And that's the name of the game. If you're in a network marketing company where the product has a lot of competition, congrats. Congrats. It means there's money to be found there. There's money in them thar heels, right? Or gold. There's gold in them thar heels. It means that there's money there. So congratulations. It's when you're the only person doing what you're doing that you better buckle up, and you better be ready for a very extended period of time where you may not make money, where it may be difficult, where you may get sneered and snickered at, and people saying, that'll never work, right? Just think about that, okay? Market saturation is an excuse. And so look at what you're doing. How can you make it different? How can you make it more fun? How can you make it more intimate? How can you make it an experience versus, oh my goodness, there's so many companies already doing it. So
thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.